Am I the only one here tonight? Shaking my head and thinking something ain't right. Is it just me? Am I losing my mind? Am I standing on the edge of the end of time? Am I the only one? Tell me I'm not. Who thinks of taking all the good we got and turning it back? Hell, I'll be damned. I think I'm turning into my old man. Am I the only one willing to bleed or take a bullet for being free? Screaming what the fuck at my TV for telling me, yeah, are you telling me that I'm the only one willing to fight for my love of the red and white and the blue? Burning on the ground, another statue coming down in a town near you. Watching the threads of old glory come undone. Am I the only one not brainwashed? Making my way through the land of the lost. Who still gives a shit and worries about his kids as they try to undo all the things he did? Am I the only one who can't take no more screaming? If you don't like it, there's a fucking door. This ain't the freedom we've been fighting for. It was something more, yeah, it was something more. Am I the only one willing to fight for my love of the red and white and the blue? Burning on the ground, another statue coming down in a town near you. Watching the threads of old glory come undone. Not the only one. I can't be the only one. Am I the only one who quit singing along every time they play a Springsteen song? Am I the only one sitting here still holding on, holding back my tears for the ones who paid with the lives they gave? God bless the USA. I'm not the only one willing to fight for my love of the red and white and the blue. Burning on the ground, another statue coming down in a town near you. Watching the threads of old glory come undone. I'm not the only one. I can't be the only one.
Well, it's time for the Sunday rant. That's a little Aaron Lewis. I've played that song before, Am I the Only One? Because it literally does outline how a lot of people feel right now. And it really does, you know, gets at the heart of the issue, which is everything we're seeing right now is to create friction to keep you isolated, to keep you feeling alone, to keep you feeling like you're the only one that believes what you believe. I can tell you that a lot of what we're seeing right now is scripted nonsense. Or as Troop would say, contrived. Either way, everything you're seeing right now, because today was all about Epstein. Yesterday was all about Epstein. And this, to me, this is just managed disclosure. It's nothing more. It really isn't anything more. It is, it's the elite releasing information on people that are expendable. That's all it is. Because it's not going to enumerate who ran the op. It's not going to enumerate who laundered the money. It's not going to highlight who managed Epstein, who his handler was, where the money came from, where the money went, how the money was used. It's not going to cover any of that. It's just covering the victims and the perps. And that's not disclosure. That's a managed disclosure. Real disclosure is, hey, Mossad ran the op for 40 years. They compromised everybody and then some. And they're leveraging everyone in Congress to get exactly what they want to meet their agenda. And they have controlled and non-controlled, or they have controlled opposition and controlled actors that play their part to make sure that the American people think the system still works. Just, the system's dead. Let me just pronounce it dead. It's dead. Every institution in our society has been infected by pedophilia for the last 45 years. I'm going to say 60 years. Since Alan Dulles was in charge of the CIA, and he architected Paperclip and all the other operations to bring some of the worst people from the Nazi regime to the American, you know, to American soil, I would say we've been a nation held hostage for a lot of different reasons. The FBI clearly lied to the American people about the extent of these documents, which begs the question. Now that Kash Patel has gone out and lied to the American people and lied to Congress, how soon do you think it is before he's going to get fired? Because these documents, they contradict everything he said in sworn testimony. And more importantly, it highlights the fact that they don't remember, they only did investigations between 94 and 96. 3 years, that's it, or 2 years. That's it. So it doesn't cover the whole span of time that Epstein was in operation. It doesn't cover, you know, later years. So it tells you these people have been running around in Epstein's circle, like Bill Gates and some of the others, for a very, very long time. If this information dates all the way back to the 90s, then, and these depositions happened in, you know, 2010, 2011, well, then you have to ask the question. What happened after 2000 or, you know, 96 or 97 when this investigation was supposedly walled off? And again, it was walled off by attorneys. Remember, our system is run by attorneys. The laws are created by attorneys. They've architected the laws in our system to protect themselves while they commit crimes. And one of the crimes that's a crime because of this crime is the crime of them limiting via a court order, via lawfare, that the FBI could only investigate a small window, not the whole extent, because there's a whole conspiracy behind that. So they use lawfare to protect the bankers and everybody that was laundering money and just focus on the perps and the Johns. That should tell you everything you need to know. So whatever's in these files, and I find it very interesting that the only thing in these files are things that point to Trump and the people in his orbit. Wasn't Chuck Schumer, isn't he from New York? Didn't he frequent parties of Epstein? I mean, he hangs in the same strata. Notice how you don't see any pictures of Chucky. You don't see any emails of Chucky, just Trump, just Elon, just the tech bros. Nothing of any of the city senators on the left. You don't find that odd? It's Lutnick, you know, people in Trump's orbit. There's nobody outside of Trump's orbit that's been identified yet. I find that shocking because we already know that Clinton was on the plane 27 times. 27 times he was on the plane. So where's Clinton's name? Why isn't Clinton's name out there? I would think that it would be mentioned over 1,000 times. But no, the Queen of Norway, or the Princess of Norway is mentioned 1,000 times, but there's no mention of Bill Clinton. That's how you know this is bullshit. This is managed disclosure. They're managing disclosure to discredit a few people that they can throw under the bus. They already know that most of the world's population want to see Bill Gates dragged behind a truck with a chain around his neck for all the crimes against humanity he's committed. But he's not the only shitbag that went to the island. There's a host of them. And there's a lot of Hollywood actors that went down there. There's a lot of big Wall Street bankers that went down to the island. Why haven't we seen their names? Oh, well, there's 8 million documents, Steve. It'll take quite some time to go through that. Bullshit. 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 My God. It's not even well-packaged bullshit. It's just bullshit. So, don't believe any of this. It's all nonsense. And I should remind everybody again that this evidence changed hands how many times over the past 10 to 15 years? At least a dozen times. And God knows how much of it's been destroyed, you know, since the FBI raided the island. So this is just a joke. This whole thing's a clown show. And if you believe any of it, that believe this, that this, it, what it has proved, which I think is priceless, because I did see one name in there. I saw Podesta's name in there, which I thought was very interesting because that guy ran around. First of all, the Podestas are both sick, twisted fucks, both of them. They're both, they've been in the elite circles for decades, and they're both just unscrupulous shitbags. But to find out that Spirit Cooking's real, Pizzagate was real, and all the other shit that they said was conspiracy theory, that basically does two things. Number one, it blows the system up and tells everyone on the planet that the whole system is compromised. And then this is how you know that some of this is credible. Because now Mark Levin, Mr. Everyone's an anti-Semite and a Nazi, is now saying that Epstein didn't traffic kids. He unequivocally didn't traffic kids. You think they're panicking a little bit right now in Jerusalem? You think that maybe they're deploying all their assets because they know they're in deep shit? Because probably somewhere in these documents, it is going to lead to Mossad. It's widely known that Mossad ran the operation. But that's not the only piece that people should focus on. Who gave them air cover? Who gave them all of the support and all of the money laundering capability to do what they did? The CIA had to know. The FBI had to know. The New York police had to know. The prosecutors had to know. The DAs, all the district attorneys had to know. The state AG had to know in every state that Epstein had a home. They all knew. And every institution in our society is affected by this. So when you get down to brass tacks, you're going to realize that the whole system is compromised. It's beyond reform. And it's because of this. I said this before. All these fucking roads lead back to Epstein. Every single piece of malfeasance that we've seen leads back to Epstein. But that's not even the most important news of the week. That's just the white noise. The most important news was the raid on Fulton County. Because, and I did a show on this on Saturday with General Holt, Colonel Towner Watkins, and Ian Burlingame on Tommy's podcast. And we talked about Fulton County. That gives me the most hope. Because it tells me that the DNI is looking at 2020 as a foreign interference in our election, which is an act of war. And they're coming out saying it's an act of war. That to me is significant because it means the DNI is doing their job. The FBI, on the other hand, no idea what they do. No idea. I mean, now that Cash has lied about, you know, under oath, which again is significant. I keep coming back to the same thing. And it's always the same thing every time I get to this place.
What would you say you do here? What would you say you do here?
Yeah. Every single time. Yeah, every single time. And the FBI has shown unequivocally that they do not work for the American people, just like the Central Intelligence Agency. Because look, Epstein had to have air cover from the FBI all the way down. Everybody knew. Everyone knew what was going on. Everyone. Everyone knew who was going to the island. Everybody knew who liked little girls. Everybody knew who liked little boys. It's no secret that George Bush liked little boys. He goes all the way back to the Boys Town scandal. Way back in the 80s. He, by name, oral sex with two boys. And then today it came out that, you know, Lindsey Graham was hiring gay sex workers. I'm shocked. I'm really shocked that Lindsey Graham is a fucking flaming homosexual. I'm shocked. He's such a good Christian man. You know, like Mike Johnson. Gay! God. Gay! This tells you how full of shit they all are. They all voted for this because they didn't have a choice. It's just a big show. The whole thing's a fucking show. All of it. There's not one part of it that's real. And I don't even know how much of the evidence I think I'm going to buy. Because while we're all master debating over that, they're still negotiating with Iran. The Ukrainian war is still going on. Silver's being manipulated to the point where it's not even believable anymore. I mean, silver dropped 22% in one day. That's statistically fucking impossible when nobody is selling inventory. How does the price go down when the U.S. fucking mint stopped selling silver? Explain to me how that works. But yet, go ahead and worry about Epstein and the client list, because that really matters right now. And I'm not saying don't pay attention. I'm just saying don't believe everything you see. This is managed disclosure. It's like the UFO shit that I... Yeah. And let me clear something up. It's just, the UFO stuff for me is entertaining. I don't believe any of it. I think it's all horseshit. I think it's like every time they get into deep shit in the information war, they roll out some UFOs to keep people distracted. Oh, look, bright, shiny object. I mean, that's literally what it is. And everybody thinks that, you know, I follow this stuff religion. I don't. You know, and about it, a lot of you probably don't know this, but I was an identical twin. My twin passed away 2 days before I moved down here. And he was really into this disclosure shit. I mean, he was just like wrapped up in it. You know, everything was disclosure. That's disclosure. That's disclosure. They tell you everything in Hollywood. But okay, great. They tell us everything in Hollywood. But they also make fiction for a living. So, you know, and then he showed me all the Q stuff. And I'll never forget the first couple of posts I saw. It's like I think I saw this stuff in late 2018. And it had been going on since November 2017. And I have never seen so much abject retardation in my life than when those Q posts came out. So he chose me the first one. I think it was 4chan or 8chan or whatever the fuck that thing was called first. And the first one was Hillary Clinton's going to be rolled up in 4 hours. And I'm like, well, that didn't happen. And then it was Trust Sessions. I'm like, you want me to trust the gay Keebler elf? Really? I couldn't hide my laughter. I'm like, are you shitting me? How can you believe this nonsense? This is such bullshit. Like, you know, and then Julian Assange, there's a bunch of messages about Julian Assange, and there's a bunch of messages about Snowden, and we're going to save Israel for last. Oh, God. Stop. Make it stop. But everything was disclosure, right? So I'm like, okay, I'll give them the benefit of the doubt. I'll do some research and figure out how much or if any of this stuff is credible, right? So the first guy I looked at that seemed to have some credibility was Stephen Greer. And I happened to cross paths with him. I don't remember what it was, Los Angeles or it was San Francisco. I can't remember where it was. He was giving a talk and somebody I was working with knew the guy. So introduced to him, shake his hand, talk to him for a few minutes. And the only thing going through my head was, this guy is a flaming asshole. He is a flaming narcissistic asshole. I don't buy a word this guy says. Not one word. Turns out he works for the Rockefellers. So strike one. So then I move on to Linda Moulton Howe, who said some crazy shit and put some people on camera that I swear she doesn't understand what the word vet means. When you vet someone, you have to, you know, make sure their background is legitimate. Oh, no. Published some crazy stuff. So strike two. And then strike three was the whole Gaia TV thing. I don't know if you remember that, but Corey Good and David Wilcock, they would do these interviews. And I'm like, well, first of all, David Wilcock couldn't reach a, he couldn't reach a conclusion or any kind of a point with a gun to his head. Like, if you have a point, motherfucker, reach it. And Corey Good, I'm like, listen, this guy, I could only make it about 3 minutes into this guy's thing, talking about how he was taken as a kid and he was raised in space, 25 out and back, whatever the fuck that means. And he worked with all these alien races, you know, these blue chickens. And he's a empath. So they would bring him in for all these negotiations and all these different conversations with all these extraterrestrials because he was empathic. So he could sense what they were really thinking. And about 3 minutes into that, I'm like, this guy is completely full of shit. Everything out of his mouth is horse shit. And sure enough, fast forward 8 years, the guy's gone through several cases, tried to brand the secret space program name. Like, you are fucking retarded. Absolutely retarded. So for me, you just have to do a cursory amount of research to realize that most of the people in that community have lost their fucking minds. And there is some truth to it, though. There are a lot of unexplained sightings. There's a lot of let's just say craft that were observed in Area 51. And really the guy that changed my mind about a lot of it was Sean David Morton. He was the guy that I talked to that actually, he's like, you know, I did this for a living. We used to produce the show. I think it was Hard Copy. I think that's what it was. Anyway, he goes, I was one of the first guys to interview Bob Lazar. And then his story changed. And then I was one of the first guys to film UFOs actually coming out of Area 51. I got arrested several times. I was, you know, harassed by the FBI, harassed by all the, you know, Secret Service and a bunch of other government agencies because of the work he was doing. Okay, that's legit. Looked it up. Yeah, it's all legit. All that shit happened to him. It's all factual. And, you know, so his premise was, it's all our shit. It's stuff that we've either reverse engineered or it's stuff that we've created with the help of alien races. Okay, that sounds plausible. I've worked at classified programs. I've seen some things that are, you know, wouldn't make the light of day, that weren't quite operational, you know, 20, 30 years ago, that are probably operational now. So we could make some of that stuff. Okay, that's feasible. But, you know, the stuff that we're seeing today is all nonsense. It's managed disclosure is all it is. They're getting ready to tell us something. And my guess is, what they're getting ready to tell us is they're getting ready to tell us that they've got an alternative energy source that will power all their AI. That's if there's anything that I would guess is leading this disclosure, it's that. Because they want to build this technocracy. And this conversation about data centers and space and the ultimate cooling and all that other crap. You got to put it on something, get it to space. Second of all, you got to have people up there to operate it, or you got to have machines that can operate it. So that would be my guess. It's something to do with power. I mean, because we do have an Atomic Energy Commission and we do have the Department of Energy that study alternative energies. So it might be plausible that they could come up with an alternative energy that would replace the energy systems that we have now that's brittle and old and decaying. Just saying. It's plausible. So that's my only interest in the whole UFO thing. Do I believe that there's, you know, alien races? There has to be. The universe is infinite. So it stands to reason there's other life forms. Now, are we in touch with them? Probably. Probably. Wouldn't surprise me. Am I hanging my hat on it? No. But it is entertaining because some of the things that are published are just downright stupid. So that's really the only reason I bring it up is because of the entertainment value. Until there's something parked in front of my house that's not from this world and a green, blue, or gray motherfucker gets out of it and does the Cujo Vulcan mind meld, I don't care. I really don't care. And I don't even know if I believe it then. Like I believe I was drugged, roofied, and you know they had their way with me and they dropped me back in my house or dropped me in Cleveland because all these abductees tend to end up in Cleveland, and I'm not sure why. So there's that. But yeah, I get videos all the time. And the part about all of it is that it's the same thing, right? Lou Elizondo comes out and says, I'm a whistleblower. No, you're not. You're a disclosure note. You're a managed disclosure note because you work for the government. The same people that are releasing the information on the Epstein files work for the government. So therefore it is managed disclosure because they work for the government. They're not whistleblowers. They're not blowing the whistle on some conspiracy that the rest of us don't know about. We know the Epstein files exist. They're just releasing them for a reason. And my guess is the reason they're releasing them is just the same reason that they're releasing some of the UFO stuff is to get us ready for something else. In this case, I think they're going to throw a few sacrificial lambs under the bus to distract the public away while they finish their control grid. That's what I think this is all about. And the real tell of the entire week is the Fulton County stuff with the DNI going down there and being on the ground for the raids and for the collection of the evidence. That tells me that there's something bigger at play. And it also tells me that Mike Adams, his whole conjecture, you know, first of all, he's a fucking doom prophet, and that shit drives me absolutely insane. Fucking doom prophets. They predicted the last 10 crashes the last 3 times. Just stop. Stop already, okay? I tried the prediction game in 21 and 22, and I was wildly unsuccessful at it. Wildly inaccurate. So I got out of that business. I don't make predictions anymore. Why? Because the whole system is so manipulated that things happen when they want it to, not when we think it should or when it's there's no organic in this. This is all functionally controlled for specific milestones. And I don't believe the whole 5D chess or all that other happy horse shit, because at the end of the day, it's still people that we're dealing with here. And they don't have an incentive to release any of this information whatsoever, even with a congressional order. The only thing Congress can do is impeach Pam Bondi and Kash Patel if they don't release the information. But they don't have an incentive to do that because most of them are in the files. That's how long this has been going on. So this is managed disclosure and it's probably abject horseshit. I wouldn't believe half the stuff that's in those files, and I definitely wouldn't believe anything that's related to it about Trump, because it's well documented that Trump broke ties with him in 2004. And not that I'm defending Trump, but when you only see one or two people's names out of thousands and thousands of documents, that really should give you pause, because it means that it's a targeted release to destroy the credibility of one person when everybody in DC should burn to the ground over this. That's how bad this is. And this should also tell you that the entire system that we operate in is a sham. There's no functioning government. There's no functioning law enforcement. There's a two-tier justice system. There's definitively intelligence agencies that are doing their own thing and don't work and never work for the American people. This is just proof positive, though, that the whole system is dead. And that's how you should look at this. Don't look at this with eyes of, oh, hey, that's new. No, it's not. None of this information that's coming out. And look, some of it will be shocking. It's designed to be shocking. But it's not new information. We've had this information. We know who went to the island because we saw the manifests. We know who visited the island frequently because that information came out previously. We know Gates was there several times. We know the Clintons were there several times. And you notice how Clinton's name hasn't showed up anywhere? That's why I don't believe any of this. And, you know, I know I keep repeating that, but what I'm trying to get you to realize is everything is carefully curated for public consumption. And the public loves the drama. They love the intrigue. They love the long drawn out stories. But it's most of it's fiction. The stuff we care about right now is what happened in the silver market this week. That's significant because the physical inventory doesn't match the market. And when you look at the situation in Fulton County, the day after they raid Fulton County, the market drops. Come on. You're being played, folks. And you should look at this with suspect eyes. Every bit of this with suspect eyes. And don't trust your eyes. Trust what you can prove. And that's exactly how the system's architected. Our whole system is flooded with garbage, so you have to sift through. You basically swim through the shit to keep the gutters clean. And it's incredibly hard to do in an environment where every single source is tainted with AI. Which brings me to the last point. An AI-only social media site? Why? Why would you allow that? I'll tell you why you would allow that. You're allowing that so you can teach AI to hate humanity. Remember when I talked about guardrails left and right? Where are the guardrails? Why aren't there guardrails around what we're teaching AI? Why isn't there guardrails around what we teach, what we're teaching ChatGPT, Gemini, and Grok? There should be some very, very strict moral, ethical, and technological controls put around AI. But instead, we're giving AI the ability to act autonomously. Why would you do that? Unproven technology, unproven intent, let loose on the public. That is a recipe for danger. And that is the real story this week. All the rest of this is just theater and nonsense, especially the Epstein. All those files, nonsense. Changed hands too many times, moved around too many times. They were buried in the Southern District of New York. Yeah, I bet you there's some malfeasance there. Maybe some evidence destruction, just saying. The whole thing's bullshit. Focus on the stuff that's signal. This AI stuff is signal. Anything AI does autonomously is signal. What's happening in Iran? Signal. What's happening in Ukraine? Signal. What's happening in the economy? Massive signal. And we're about to find out tomorrow if a bunch of banks actually were liquidated on Friday. That's signal. Epstein, noise. Lots of white noise. Until somebody gets arrested, convicted, and sentenced, it doesn't matter. And that's the tell. Just like with the election stuff. If they don't arrest somebody for treason or sedition or being a foreign agent and they don't convict them, it doesn't matter. We do it the hard way. That's where this is going. Focus on the signal. I'll be back on Tuesday. God bless. One team, one fight.